Isla is also really Nishmas Esther Basra Yitzchitzi. The Eila HaMishpotim Asher Tosim L'Fneihem, and these are the laws you should place before them. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, HaLoymed Mechaveri Perek Yachod. Somebody learns from his friend one perek, a halacha achas, or one halacha, a posik echad, or one posik, a dibur echad, or one dibur, a statement, or a fil ois achas, even one letter. Tzorach linig by kavod. He has to give him kavod. So, a perek echad, we could understand a halacha, a posik, a dibur. What is an ois achas? What could you learn from an ois achas? He taught him one letter in the olive base. No, Evshir. What could you learn from an ois achas? So the Mefarshim give numerous examples of where an ois achas makes a difference. And one of the examples is this pasuk over here. Ve'eila ha-mishpatim, the vav of ve'eila ha-mishpatim. Rashi says over here, could have said eila ha-mishpatim. These are the laws. What's ve'eila ha-mishpatim, the vav? So Rashi, Vav Moisef Alinyin Rishon, the Vav adds to before. Wherever it says the word Eila, it discards what was said before. Eila Toles Noyach. The previous generations were not so chashuv. And Eila, Pasul Rishonis. Ve'eila is not pasuling the Rishonis, nor Vav Moisef, it's adding on to the earlier ones. It connects them. Maha Rishonis Misinai, just like that which was mentioned in last week's parasha, where Misinai, this also is Misinai. What's that coming to teach us? Just like that was Misinai, this is also Misinai. So the Al-Shech HaKadosh says that the Vav Moisef is going on the Aseres HaDibris. So the Indian is like this. One would say Aseres HaDibris. There's things in there that a Mamash Lamaila, Lamaila, they'll give them from Har Sinai. But the Mishpatim over here, these are logical things. These are rules. It's a constitution that deals with money matters. So all countries have constitutions that deal with money matters, and there's Seichel Dike Inyanim. And so I would have thought, I'll keep these Seichel Dike Inyanim, but if let's say you find a constitution that's Al-Pi HaSeichel, that's from the Goyim, maybe I should go Bosu that as well, because it's Eis Gehalten, Al-Pi Seichel. Kamash Malon, that even the Mishpatim that we have over here are not Stam Seichel Dike. They're Lamailim in HaSeichel. It doesn't go with the regular Seichel HaAdam. The perfect example of that is, it starts with Eved Ivri. What would regular nations do with a Gadiv? They throw him in the clink where he'd become a bigger criminal. And over here, fellow steals, Lehepach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about such a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't throw him into jail, don't punish him or whatever in a bad way. Sell him as an Eved Ivri, rehabilitate him, where he doesn't have a Daigas HaParnasa, and when he could repay the debt in a B'Kavadik way. That's a perfect example of where our mishpatim are lamailum in haseichel. Even the ben adam lechaveri in the aseres hadibris, the ben adam lechaveri, boy sinav, Chazal say that that includes masik vul reyehu in business. If someone is masik vul reyehu, he oversteps his bounds, that is a chelik of boy sinav. Boy sirtzach includes Malbim Nechaveri Barab. By the Goyim, you know, sticks and stones will break my bones and words will never harm me. By a Yid, Malbim Nechaveri causes his friend's face to turn red and then it turns white. That's tantamount to Shvichas Domim. So even the Ben Adam Lechaveris by us are on a totally different level. The Lamaila Lamaila Menaseich. As the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, that it's not the pshat that a person just keeps the laws to keep law and order in society. It's a person being mekayim the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his whole neshama is nizala because of it. And he creates malachim with every one of the mishpatim that he keeps. So ve'eila moisev al rishonim, this is not just a constitution. And this is also why the svarim say, lo yosher chen l'chol goyim mishpatim b'al yidom. Why not? You're talking basically about law and order, so why would this not apply to a guy? And you're not allowed to teach this to a guy, favos. Because this is a higher form of a constitution. It's not just something that's based on logic. This is something that it cleans out the neshama of a yid. And a yid is a neshama of the highest madrega, and a guy doesn't have that madrega. It's only meant for yidden. because this is not stam seichel the good thing. This is lamaila lamaila min haseichel. The Zohar HaKadosh says on this ve'ela hamishpatim ashetosav lufneim. Shteitin Zohar HaKadosh dohu roza di gilgula. This is the secret of the gilgulim. What shaykh is the secret of the gilgulim? So the measure of Magid once asked the Heilig Baal Shem Tov, says, what is the secret of the Gilgulim that you find in the Mishpatim? So Baal Shem told him to go to this and this forest and stay there for a designated amount of time. He should stand by a tree which is right near the brook of water that flows by and stand there and observe what happens. Good, he went to the designated Makim. And he watches out, there's a fellow, a yid comes on a horse. Looks like a nice, well-dressed fellow, a well-to-do fellow. And he gets off the horse, and he sits down under the tree, and he relaxes with a nice sandwich. He rests a little bit, he falls asleep a little bit. And then he gets up and gets back on the horse and rides off. And the Magid notices he left behind a wallet full of money. Okay? A little while later, another fellow comes, sits down, he has a sandwich, he drinks from the water of the brook, and he notices the wallet, takes it, puts it in his pocket, and goes off. A little while later, a guy that's such a downtrodden, he comes, he sits down, also eats a little bit, he goes to sleep a little bit. By the time he wakes up, the guy on the horse comes back. He says, there was a wallet of money that I left over here. Where is it? He says, I don't know from anything. Tell me where it is. He starts beating him up. He's screaming, I don't know. I don't have it. He's beating him. Blood is gushing from him. And the guy rides off in his anger. This is what the Magid saw. So he went back to the Baal Shem and he told him, I don't understand what happened here. Like, what shaykhs does this have with the Seid of Gilgulim? So Baal Shem told them that the first fellow that came there that left his wallet in a previous Gilgul, he owed money to the second guy. He never paid him up. They went to a Bezdin. The third guy was the Dayan in a different Gilgul. And he wasn't medagdik in the halach of Yizdav Tzizayin. And he let this fellow off scot-free that he didn't have to pay. They came back now in a Gilgul. This fellow left his money here. The second fellow recovered the money. He was paid back. And the fellow that was the dayan that didn't paskin. So this first guy, because he didn't pay back, it comes out that he had to suffer in the Olam Hazeh. He had to come back again. That was the dayan's fault. So he received his einish. The emphasis that the Medrash brings down a similar nice with Moshe Rabbeinu. That because Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a similar sequence of events that shows how the Mishpatim end up with the Seid HaGilgulim. So these Mishpatim over here, this is just another example that the Mishpatim are of a higher Seichel than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does he give us the Mishpatim to function with the our Dar and with the our Matziv, but it involves Gilgulim of previous generations which we don't know. As a Dugma is brought down in the Sefer Maisa Oireg on the Mishnayis, he brings down the following. It's Yitachin sometimes that a din in Bezdin looks crooked. It looks like it didn't come out with Yamitai. You hear that sometimes. And if a Dafka came out like that, to be Misakin the Gil, Lamashi. They once asked the Rivash, they asked him, some Isa Shahoy, a fellow left a Pikodin by another person, and he went off on vacation. By the time he came back, the fellow he left the Pikodin by died. The Yisraelim don't know anything about this Pikodin. So he took them to Bezdin. He says, listen, I left the Pikodin by you. What does Bezdin do? Bezdin tells him, make a shvua that our father never told us anything about it, and you get him scot-free. So they asked him, how could this be? We know for a fact that the guy that left was an Ishnamla, and then Mama, she lost his money. Shalokidin. That means Alpi the Dina Hatayra, which the Bezdin did, Alpi the Dina Hatayra, it'll come out that he lost his money. So he said that the dayan has to paskin with you the halacha. And if this is the halacha, this is the halacha. It comes out, he loses money. This goes into the Seder HaGilgulim. In the previous Dairis, this fellow Misnama owed this guy money and he never paid back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalu, you know. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stays with the Dayanim. So here's the Gairim over here that this should be Masakh Gilgulim. But they pass Kanapi Taira, this is the side of the Gilgulim. Those are Gizakhtari Vash. Im Adainav Yitin Lo Isha. If a fellow sold as an Eved Ivri, and his master gives him a wife, which is a Shivcha Knadis, V'yolda Leivonim Ivonis, and she will give birth to sons or daughters, Ha'isha V'yolodeh T'yel Adainel, the woman and her children will belong to the master, V'hu Yetzei Begapoy, and the Eved Ivri eventually goes out by himself. Chazal Darshan from over here, Melamed Sherabai Moisir Leishivcha Knadis, which normally speaking is a chumr dikiser. Akirekach, that someone that lives with a goya bara, you know, and people know about it. Kanoim poigim by, a kanoi can go and kill him for this. It's a very chumriyaz dikit thing. Yet over here, the Torah was mapped to this by the Indian of an Eved Ivri. And the Chavetz Chaim brings down, he brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says that the isra of living with a goya is worse in a way than other arayas. Even though by other arayas it creates mamzerim, and this one's not a mamzer, but it makes it that the son is a guy. He's not meyuchas after him. And he totally, Chazal say, ki yosur zubincha me'acharai, he's totally away from Hashem. Afal pi kein, the Torah was matrid by Eved Ivri, because he has to pay back Yigneiv. And the Chofetz Chaim expounded on this Indian over here. So let's picture to ourselves, you hear that Rahman al-Islam, Chas v'Shalom, Tiftach Peh, that a person from in the community married a Shiksa. What would he say to that? Oh, you put him in Chayrim, can't come into Shul. Mamish, the guy's a guy like a guy. That's the way we would treat him. I mean, let's say you hear that a fellow owed money to someone, and he had the money to pay, and he didn't pay. Okay, you know. He'd still come to shul. He'd get aliyahs like everybody. He'd say, I'm a stomach. You know, he wouldn't be so responsible. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, and here you see the exact opposite. Here you see that somebody owes money for a gneiva. He has to get sold as an Eved Ivri. And even if it means that by being sold as an Eved Ivri, the master has a right to give him a shivcha knanis, it's all kedai, just so that he pays back his chayv of mammon. That's a paladik of things, Zokta Chavetz Chaim. This is an Isra Loi Signaibu. This is an Isra Loi Yekadesh, a person that not want to live Mizmus without Kedushin. Yet the Torah gives preference to the Isra Loi Signaibu over the Isra Loi Yekadesh. It's a pelvic thing. Look how you see from over here that when it comes and steer with each other, Ben Adam Lechaveri, in a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshim, in a way, over the Ben Adam Lamakim. That's a pelvic thing we see from over here. And more important, we see the Indian of being honest, and the Indian of not having Yerim's moment, and your Rishus, that's a tremendous, tremendous thing. We're talking of Gilgulim, there's a famous Maaser. There was a Bacher that learned in Volozhin that became very ill. And he had to go home. So Chaim Volozhiner sent him home, together with a couple of Bacherim to be Malavim. Unfortunately, at home, the Bacher was Nifter. So one night, Reb Chaim Volozhiner comes to the Beis Medrash, and he sees this bacher standing in the hall of the Beis Medrash. He wasn't this ball, you know. Reb Chaim, that world and this world, it was the same. So he asks the bacher, "What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here." So he said like this. He said, "I went up to Shemayim, and my din was gepaskin, roi for Gan Eden. But on the way home, when I was in the hotel, we stopped off at a hotel. I didn't have enough. I owed a few pennies to the hotel. I couldn't pay. So my friends told me they would take care of it. And they never took care of it. So because I had a good din up there, they allowed me to come back down again to ask that it be taken care of. And heichan advarim magiyim, to have Yenim's moment, even if it's a few pennies. And heichan advarim magiyim, how much they're makbid over there. And here you see that the Torah says it's kedai for him to be an Eved Ivri and to be sold and to be over on Lo Yiyah Kodesh if this is part of the process of paying back Yenim's mama. V'im Amar Yomer HaEved, if the Eved says, Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti ves Bonek, Lo yetzei chavshi. I love my master. I love my wife, who's not really his wife. She's a shivcha. Vesbonoi. I love my children, which are not really his children. It's an imaginary wife and imaginary children. He thinks so. He thinks that it's his wife. He got caught up in his demyonis. Lo yetzei chavshi. I don't want to go out free. I have it good over here. I have it good being in heaven. Why should I go out? The gisha adonavis elo elohim. His master takes him to Bezdin. The gisha el adelos el amezuzah. The rotza adonavis ozne b'martzeya. They pierce his ear. Va'avodoy la'olam. And he works for his master forever. Now the Gemara says that that's not true. He doesn't work forever. Va'avodoy la'olam means he works till yovel. So the question is, why does it say la'olam? La'olam is mashma forever. Different Mepharshim say that the word La'ilah means for a designated period or whatever, like the period of Yovel. But why did the Torah call it La'ilah? If he goes out by Yovel, it could be 2 years, it could be 1 year. Like, what's this about Bodei La'ilah? He works forever. So I once heard a Ma'ir the Kipshat. This Eved Ivri is reenacting something that was done in Mitzrayim, where 4/5 of the Bnei Yisrael died in Choshech. They did the exact same thing. They were in Mitzrayim. They were given the opportunity of going out. They said, I like it better over here. Why should I go out into the Midbar, into something new, whatever? I'd like to stay over here. They weren't necessarily the worst people in the world. It's hard to believe that Dosan and Aviram were bigger tzaddikim than 4/5 of the Bnei Yisrael. It's hard to believe such things. So Chatzkel Eberstein says, it's not that they were bigger tzaddikim. Truth is, if you want Medrash, they also stayed behind. We mentioned that. But the 4/5 of the Bnei Yisrael were not necessarily such bad people. They just wanted to stay where they are. They were secure here. They didn't realize that there's a much better world out there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to remain in the filth in the Memtesh Shari Tuma? You can't live. They had to die during the Choshech. They're thinking to the Shari Nun. You have to die during the Choshech. This Eved Ivri, in essence, is doing the exact same thing. You have a foreign master on you. You can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you have a foreign shibud on you. That means you're willing to live with another master controlling your life and not be free to save to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are doing it to them. So, and you're willing to live with the Shifcha Kanas and the Tuma. You're willing to live with your little Shkatzimlach over there. That is Mamish Daimah to the 4/5 of the Bnei Yisrael that we're not willing to go out. See, even when he does go out, he goes out against his will. He remains that Eved with that slave mentality forever. He might go out, but he doesn't have that milah starting life anew. The Yidden, when they went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invigorated them with the Nisim, with everything. They lost their slave mentality eventually. This fellow wasn't really willing to leave. He wanted to remain a slave. So even after the Torah says, you're out, he still leaves with his slave mentality. He's still bemoaning the fact that he has to leave his master, he has to leave the security, he has to leave his wife with the children. That's Vavodei Le'olam. The slave mentality never left him. That's what the Torah means over here with Le'olam. The Pasuk goes on to say, Kisira chamor seinachot, roiveitz tachas masoi. If you see the chamor of your enemy crouching under its burden, would you refrain from helping it? Of course you have to help it. You should help him, together with him when he's doing the work. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis says, if you have a choice, a friend of yours, he needs help, you should load the animal. I hate lifreik and I hate to unload the animal. V'sayne litay and v'sayne to help load. So the mitzvah is to help the sayne. Now, to load an animal is not tzar bal lechayim, right? It doesn't have anything on it. To take something off the animal, that means you're trying to take away tzar bal lechayim. It's not holding on to the load well. So the Gemara says, oyev lifreik. If you have a choice to take away Tzar Balei Chayim from your friend's animal or to load your enemy's animal, the Seine comes first. Why? because you Batsim don't want to help your Zaynet. And so can they lock up his Yitzray to overcome your Yitzhar and your hate towards him? You have to help him. So the Gemara asks Akasha, there's a mandavra that says Tzar Balechayim is an Isser Deiraiser. Machloikis in the Gemara, is it an Isser Deiraiser or an Isser Derabonon? There's a mandavra that says Tzar Balechayim is Deiraiser. Frank the Gemara, if Tzar Balechayim is Deiraiser, so why is he leaving his friend's animal from unloading it and going to an enemy to load it? Like, you're being over on an Isser. Zog the Gemara afilu hachi lokuv es Yitzray adif. Forcing your Yetzirah, overcoming your Yetzirah, that is greater than being over on the Yisr of Tzar Balechayim. So Rishon LePetra asks Akasha, what's pshat? You're being over on an Yisr. So to be misaking your midas, it's mutter to be over on the Yisr of Tzar Balechayim? Dr. Witzel, and what happens if a fellow is hungry and he wants to eat a piece of meat? He's a lot of shachtan animal, right? The tzairach you're eating, the tzairach is tzar for the animal, even though the way we shecht it's mamai tzar, before it's tzar, you're taking away its life and it's being hurt. Teretz is, the tzairach is matter it whenever it's a tzairach b'nei Adam. There's no greater tzairach b'nei Adam than to be nesach in the midas. So Hashem if he said, even if it means there's going to be tzar for an animal, but since you have to be nesach in your midas, that comes before tzar balichayim, which is deiraisa. Those Dr. Mitchell and Petterberger, a limud from over here. Furthermore, he's going to end up tzar for you, side down here and side lost in Lubbock. Right? If a person's not misakin his midas, that means up there he's not going to be able to take in the ziv hashkina, to take in the pleasures of Olam Haba. That is the worst tzar in the world. So Shalom, he said, the Torah is matir. Chazal said, it's better you be over on the Yisr, tzar balichayim deiraisa. Even though in the process, I mean, craving over on Yisr, but kedai to be misaking your midas, it's kedai to be over on the Yisr of Tzar Balechayim. It's even more important than shechting an animal, let's say if you're being able to eat it. Don't zog Rav Yitzchak Petterberger. I want to say one interesting pshat. It says the following about Shabbos. Sheishas yomim tasa masecha. For 6 days you should do your maisim, you should work. Uvayayim hashvi tishbois. And on the seventh day you should rest. L'man yonuach shorcha v'chamarecha. In order that your shor and chamor will be content. V'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager. And the son of your maidservant and the ger, they'll be refreshed. The lashon of the pasuk is a little bit shver. What it should have said was, don't work with your animal. That's what it should have said. But what's from the pasuk? You should rest. You should rest in order your shor rests. It should have said, don't work with your shor. What kind of a lashon is this? Zakti Imre Yemes. Your menucha has to be so all-encompassing. You have to create such an environment of menucha that even your animal will rest on its own. It's not going to want to do work. It'll become a chelik of its instinct not to do work. Where do you find such a thing? It's a famous story that Shainim bring down that happened with Rav Yochanan ben Tursa. Rav Yochanan ben Tursa was an Adam Gadol that lived in the times of Rav Yakiva. The Gemara tells us about him and Rav Yakiva. He said about Bar Koichva, Bar Kuziva, Hainu Malka Mashicha. So Rav Yochanan ben Tursa said, Akiva, grass will grow on your cheeks before he's Mashiach. He fixed up, he corrected Rabbi Akiva. So what was the nice of Rav Yochanan ben Tursa? Rav Yochanan ben Tursa, Tursa means the son of a cow. Why do they call him the son of a cow? He was a ger. The Rishonim bring down the Maisa Shahaya. There was a Maisa with the Yid that sold an animal to a guy. Fine, they made the deal, sold the animal, and he worked with the animal during the week. Comes Shabbos, animal goes to sleep, it's not working. He starts hitting it and beating it, this is not going to work. So he goes to the Yid and he tells the Yid, Mekach Tois, thing's not working. So the Yid says, well, tell me what's going on. He says, it worked fine until now, today it's not working. So the Yid walked over to the cow and he whispered in its ear, Kolzman, you were in my rishus, in Yiddish rishus, you're not allowed to work.
Now that you're belonging to a guy, you're allowed to work. So he got up and started doing work. So the guy, he saw this, he was mamish nishtoyim. He says, ad kidei kach. He says, madach, an animal that has no seichel, it doesn't have any, you know, chiyuvim takhodesh baruch, or I'm a person. Kavachayim, I should have chiyuvim. He became a ger, and he became Rav Yochanan ben Tarsa, Rav Yochanan, the son of the cow. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that this yid, he created an atmosphere of menucha of Shabbos, where the animal on its own already didn't want to work. That's found in the pasuk over here. Sheishes yom tasan asecha uvayayim ashvi tishbos. How great should your menucha be? It should create that all-encompassing environment. L'man yonuach shorcha v'chamerech. In order that your shor and chamer should rest. Now the Seder HaDoyris brings down this ma'isin. And the Seder HaDoyris brings down a Dover Pella. He says that this cow was a Gilgal of Vashti. And because Vashti, because she made the Jewish women work on Shabbos unclothed, so she came back down into a cow, and that had to be Mesachner. Achashverosh went into this guy. And this Rav Yochanan ben Tarsa, he was a Gilgal of Achashverosh. So I saw a Sefer of Waxman, he brings down in his Sefer Tiferes Elimelech, he says there's a very nice remez over here. Rosh Tevis of Tishbos, Laman, Yonuach, Sharcha, Bachamerecha, is the Rosh Tevis Livashti. Livashti. Remez that this animal turned into Vashti. So, but then he continues. He says, the Vashti was Mesachin her Aveira. She turned into this cow and it rested on Shabbos. Fine. But what was the Tikkun of Achashverosh by turning into Rav Yochanan ben Tarsa? So he says over B'Shem, I'm going outside of Gramisha Wolfson, Shlita. He says over Rav Yochanan ben Tarsa by correcting Rabbi Akiva and saying that that's not really the Melech HaMashiach. So he dares people's hopes in this Mashiach. In other words, what would have happened was, if everybody would have believed in Baruch Ziva, and then they would have seen, Ayve, what a terrible, tragic ending that, shoom, they would have been Miayish totally afterwards. So he saved them from being Miayish. That was Mesach and Daveira of Achashverosh. He made a big Suda. What was the reason why he made a Suda? Chazal say, because the Beis HaMikdash is not being rebuilt. He's celebrating. So he was Gerim Yirsh and Klal Yisrael. He came back again as Rav Yochanan ben Tarsa eventually, and he was Moineya years from Klal Yisrael. That's the Mida Keneged Mida that Rav Wolfson said. But in Teresant Devart from the Imre Yemes, L'man Yanuach, your menucha has to be so involved that the animals in your Rishus, Memela, they're not going to want to do any work. Agud and Shabbos.